Was she rude?
Yeah.
Top two races, not bad?
Yeah, pretty good. Like, coming into Petsuno, I was a little worried just after last time we were here, and I did not have a great time.
Yeah.
So to get second, pretty happy with it. Like, got to be happy with that, and stuck for Jesse, obviously.
It's kind of, there's bits of, like, BC out there for Jesse to thrive a bit, huh?
Yeah, lots of, like, natural rollers and roots and stuff, so I knew he was going to be fast on that, on the long stuff, because that stuff's a bit hard on me when I'm a bit bigger and I got a lot more weight to hold up.
It's like me on an e-bike. It's fucking hard to stop, eh?
Yeah, when I rode the EWS track, and I was like, oh, I don't know how the e-bike dudes even rode this in the wet. Yeah. So, you know, I was stoked on it. Had a good, like, all the short stages went well. So happy with that, at least. And, yeah.
And, how did you go in Kanazai?
Yeah, looking forward to Kanazai. I mean, won one of the races last year, I think, so kind of...
It was a double, right?
Yeah, so kind of looking forward to that, really.
If what is the ultimate of all the, say, EWS rounds, because you've won so many of them, but what would be the ideal Richie Roo trail or venue? Like, what has been your... Even if you maybe haven't done one there, but what is your style of riding that most suits you, do you reckon?
I don't know anymore. Like, sometimes...
Because, I mean, that... Well, when someone of your caliber, you end up performing well on even on your weak points. So, but, like, if you could choose, what is your style?
I feel like sometimes... I guess I like predictable tracks. It's kind of like what I...
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, even if it's, like, blown out, even if the trail's, like, kind of predictable and I know...
So, a log was not a sweet trail for you?
No, not really, but... I don't know. It's
you're carrying momentum, carrying weight,
yeah,
and carrying speed.
I like the carry momentum.
So you don't want to have suddenly a pinch or something.
I don't like stop and start stuff. It's, you know, it's quite tough, I think.
So you never want to race Trans Provence or something like that blind.
Yeah. I don't know. It's hard.
Many years since you raced at Downhill.
Yeah.
But do you ever have those thoughts of, like, you want to, like, people like Eddie that do a bit of both and stuff, or?
Yeah, I think, like, seeing more enduro racers race some downhill stuff and do well, I get...
Like Booker was racing.
Yeah, and, like, Vidal races a bunch. And...
Yeah, Vidal got second in World Champs in seeding, right?
Yeah, so it's like, I'm like, man, like, I know I place well enduro against them, so it's like, am I going to be quick in downhill, and then...
Who's some of the top downhillers when you won your world champ? Because you smoked a couple of good guys that are right up there now. Who was your class that you were smoking back then when you won world champs?
Well, when I won world champs, it was me and Loris.
Oh,
we're
shit.
Like around each other.
Yeah.
And the year
around each other. Well, you were ahead of him.
Yeah. Well, then the year before, I was right behind Loic and Connor.
So you in the Loic and Loris era. So yeah. You got to think, like, but you have no regrets on the switch, right?
No, I don't. And, you know, I'm pretty glad I did it. But, like, at this point, I'm like, man, I got those few more years of, like, speed.
Yeah.
That I want to, trying to push Yeti to get something going so I can drop in on a few races.
Because there was some people didn't pick up on it, but a couple of your teammates raced the Crankworx Enduro today on their e-bikes with no batteries.
Is that what Mick did?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I like that.
Why do I know that, not you?
Well, I thought Keegan was going to, and Mick was going to ride his 165, I think.
Oh, maybe, you know what? I don't know what eventually got raced here. Yeah.
I mean, take the battery out. It'd be heavy, but that bike works pretty good.
Well, these days they're putting lead in the down tubes anyway, so battery will be all right.
Motor's nice and low. It's all good. You just got to be worried about, like, hey, man, the motor's on, you know?
And this format, I'm going to say I think it suits you with enduro racing from like 5 years ago to like 4 days, 2 day races. But now you only started at 12:30 today. That's kind of like a half day racing. That's not really what it used to be.
Yeah, like honestly, I don't feel too bad at the moment. It's like pretty warm, and which makes it hard. But like, yeah, the days aren't too long. And like even with the pro stage, you're like, you're almost getting like groomed for racing downhill again. It's like, it's nice, but it's more like, it's more like attacking. It's not just like a huge
day
out. Yeah.
And I mean, you still have 38 minutes of racing, so against the clock. So it's not downhill. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Good chatting.
Cool.